Good morning. It's 8464CA. Well, a lot of people have been giggling about Murray's helping hand. I'll keep my hands to myself. It's safe, don't you worry. But this week is National Volunteers Week. And to celebrate, our special sponsors of Murray's helping hand is Simply Helping Cairns. The boss, the guy behind this brand new initiative here in Cairns, he joins me in studio this morning. It's Roman Peldes. Good morning, Roman. Thanks for your time this morning. Great to meet you.
Good morning, Murray. Nice to be here.
Now, look, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about your background in just a sec, but obviously living at home as we get older, and obviously things have changed with respect to, as we've seen in the aged care system, it can be a real challenge. But we're not just talking about aged care. We're talking about care in the community, full stop. And I guess that's one of the reasons why, you know, that's encouraged you to actually create this business here in Cairns, Simply Helping Cairns. Tell me a little bit more about your background and, I guess, the situation that's, you know, made you decide to go this way.
Well, Murray, I've spent a lot of time advocating for people, whether they've got a disability or a mental health issue or even in aged care. And for many years, I was always going and advocating in an institution that was where they got good help, but we found that if they're at home and they got more one-on-one care, it was much better that they had, you know, simply the as much care as they needed, where there's a lot of pressure on the institutions, and they do a good, really, really good job. But with my own father, I saw the transition from him at home, where we provided the care, and we had some really great carers come and talk to him and help him out with his meals, help him with around the house. He had dementia and eventually got too bad, and he had to go into a home. And that's where the decline happened very quickly after that.
But coming to exactly what you've just said there, you know, unfortunately for certain afflictions and some of the things that are, you know, around the corner for people with health issues, at least if you can prolong that situation where you have to go to an institution of some description, the quality of life also for family members is one of the key things that I guess that can be really achieved, which is really transformative for lives.
Oh, absolutely, Murray. And look, there is government funding through the NDIS for you know, people with disabilities, whether they're physical or mental. There's aged care funding for people their age. So there's funding there that help keep people at home and get support and get the money they need to support them. And also there are really good family members that care for their loved ones. But they need a break too sometimes. So it's good to actually be able to provide a service and say, well, okay, look after your mum and dad or loved one, and we'll come and take, you know, them for a day and take them out or take them to the hospital. Or this week we're taking a beautiful lady that I met the other day. She has cancer and she needs someone to sit with her while she goes through the cancer. Doesn't have a support to do that at the moment. So we'll do that job for her soon.
Wonderful. And look, you know, I should imagine with the NDIS, that's something that you're obviously involved in as well. And I should imagine, you know, the link that you guys can actually provide through the business Simply Helping Cairns makes it so much easier for your participants to actually deal with the NDIS as well.
Well, we don't directly deal with the NDIS per se. There's a few different ways. There's planners out there that will actually create their plan for them. People that can manage their own plan will come direct to us. We provide the end care. You know, it's the finances are sort of done before we get to the person. Then we provide the care, whether it's take them to the hospital, bathing and showering, take them out for outings. There's a lot of opportunity to go to outings, and it might be as simple as going to the beach or going shopping or help them get their groceries. And there's some wonderful things. I mean, the NDIS was really based around everyone having the opportunity to live their lives like we all should be able to live them with respect and dignity and have the opportunity to do things in life rather than sit in a home and watch TV.
And
there's wonderful stories of people going to the footy, which they never did before, or going out to doing wonderful arts and crafts that they never did before because they've got the support and help to do that. And there's not always family members there to do that. And,
That's right.
And sadly, there's not people around for some of the people to do it, apart from their really good friends, and even they are busy in life too, so we can fill that.
And look, you know, I guess I always think of aged care, but of course, as we've said, and also, you know, we're just talking about the NDIS now, so you're talking about people with disabilities, a whole range of people. But look, you know, I can see from having you in studio this morning and talking to you, you know, you've got that sweet smile. You're a really caring kind of guy. Don't worry, I'm not going to jump over and kiss you. It's all right, Roman. It's okay. But, you know, a new business in town. You got four carers. So I should imagine, you know, based on your own personality, you've obviously got the right four people to move ahead with this business and to provide that assistance, regardless of the type of assistance it is, right here in Cairns.
Oh, absolutely. And look, my criteria is when I interview new carers, I say, is this the person that I'd like to help my dad or my mum?
Sure.
Simple as that. It really is, would you put this person in charge of your loved one?
And that's one of the key things, you know, because unfortunately, as we've seen through the pandemic and particularly through the aged care system, unfortunately, we've had some shocking situations. And that's exactly what it comes back to, you know, for a family member to think about, you know, even my mum, to know that she's having the quality of care. And I guess that kindness and that support are really the key things that people need.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So you pick the right carers, we make sure they're all got the qualifications, they have the necessary requirements in terms of police checks and working with children's check as well as the NDIS check. But at the end of the day, they have to be a person that really is kind and caring, and they do it for the right reason. So it's
excellent. Excellent. And that's you know, having people that are passionate and really do what they want to do is one of the key things to making it work in the longer term. It's been great to talk to you. And, of course, National Volunteers Week is, I guess, a time when we think about giving back to the community. Thank you for your sponsorship as well, Simply Helping Cairns, whether it's disability, all types of care. It can be aged care as well. If you need that qualified assistance at home, might be outside the home, just going and doing things. Definitely the man to talk to. Give him a buzz. Roman Peldes, Simply Helping Cairns, and sponsor of Murray's Helping Hand here on 4CA this week for National Volunteers Week. Roman, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and all the best for the new business.
Thank you, Murray.
For over 35 years, the